Hello guys, this is the Mark Hobbs Show. This is your host, Mark Hobbs. I'd like to welcome you for joining me for this podcast, episode 4. Today we're going to be talking about how to set goals in 3 steps. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to hear my 3 steps. But first I want to tell you a story about me and how goals have helped me. And I'm going to go back when I was about 21, and I was I just finished completing my performing arts course, which I'd done at my local college. It was a two-year course, and really enjoyed it, but I wasn't going to go into performing arts. I mean, I wasn't going to go to university, or I wasn't going to pursue performing arts, wherever, going to auditions, trying to get in it. And personally, for my main reason, the reason why I didn't do it was because, you know, sort of performing arts consists of dancing, singing, and acting. But I was really only into acting, so acting was the thing I wanted to do. And so I did try and pursue acting, I mean, for a while. I did go to acting classes, I did some background work, but I never really got any momentum with it, and I didn't really, you know, go for it as much as I should have, if that makes sense. So I thought, okay, I've been in college for 2 years, I haven't worked, I might as well get a job. And I had a few jobs, working in factories. I had a few jobs working in warehouses and stuff like that. But, you know, it was jobs I hated. Like, my bosses were not the most pleasant people in the world. Some of the people I worked with, I didn't get along with. The hours didn't suit me. I didn't have that freedom. And sort of for about, I don't know, I would say for about 4 or 5 years, coming up to 26 now, I haven't had much direction in my life, to be honest with you. I mean, if I could describe it, it was like a ping ball, just going from side to side, not really going in any sort of direction. So, and the main reason is I had that sort of pinball effect, and I wasn't going in the direction I wanted to go in. Is, you know, I'm not going to blame, I was in a bad job, I had a bad upbringing, the government hasn't helped me financially. I'm not going to go into that, because I do believe, like, to a certain extent, you have to hold yourself accountable, and I think that's very important. Because if you do hold yourself accountable, you know, not in a way where you're putting yourself down, but in a way where it's going to empower you, like, you know, you're going to, okay, this is all up to me now, I'm the only one who can get out of the hole I'm in. So holding myself accountable, I didn't have any goals. And the reason why goals are so important is because it gives you direction, you know. And it's a bit like, give you an example, it's a bit like being on a cruise ship. And on this cruise ship, you've got a destination you want to go to. Now, when you end up at this destination, this is the place you want to be at in life. This is the vision of this destination you wanted to be at. This has been your purpose. And when you don't have any goals, your ship could end up 1,000 miles from the destination you want to be at. It could end up 10,000 miles. Maybe it might only end up 3 miles away from your destination, but it's down to luck. You know, you're not doing anything to go into that direction. So it's a bit like being on a cruise ship, where you're just floating around and you're not really going anywhere, or you're going in the wrong direction and it's just random movements. But when you have goals, that ship is you're going to have more of a direction, and you're going to be able to steer that cruise ship into the direction, into the destination you want to go into. So that's why goals are so important. But let's talk about goals for a second now. You've often heard, I'm sure you've all heard at some point, setting goals is important, but what a lot of people get confused with when it comes to goals is goals are meant to be something that excites you, something that maybe scares you a little bit. And you obviously hear people having goals like what's a mainstream one you always hear, New Year's goals, right? And you know, they tell themselves, I should give up smoking, I should lose some weight and go to the gym. The problem with that is it's not very compelling. It's not going to get you up in the morning. It's not going to excite you, you know? And these are probably goals people have told them. You should go to the gym. You should give up smoking, you know? And the problem with that is that's other people's goals for you. They're not your goals. That's one thing. And two is it's not, you haven't, most people don't write them down. I've had plenty of, you know, New Year's revolution goals where I've said to myself, I'm going to do this, but I've never written it down. And then sort of, you know, when January comes, everyone goes to the gym, and about, you know, January, February time, they're still at the gym, they're still going. But then probably by about, I don't know, March, April time, most people are out of the gym. And I know this from personal experience because my cousin who works in London, he's a gym freak, and he's very into fitness, and he tells me this over and over again. He says to me, Mark, January, people come into the gym, they work out, they're really motivated. February, they're still sort of motivated, but they're not coming as much. And then by about March, May time, March, April time, they've stopped going. And why does that happen? I'll tell you the reason why it happens, because when you have to be constantly reminded about your goals. So that's why, you know, if you don't get reminded, you're going to forget about it. I mean, think of something you were meant to do, but then maybe a week later or a month later you didn't do it because you forgot about it. I think we've all been in that situation, right? So being constantly reminded is so, so, so important. And it's going to keep you on the right track. So what does a goal need? Well, it needs to be compelling. It needs something that's going to excite you. So how do you do that? So my step one is you have to have a vision to the person you want to become. Now, how do you do this? Well, the first thing is you need to get yourself in a childlike state where, you know, remember when you were a child and someone asked you for something, like asked a child, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, I want a pony. I want to be an astronaut. They had no limitations. They thought anything was possible. So in that way, you need to get into that sort of state of mind. And great way, you know, before you write out your vision, I'm going to give you an example of my vision. You need to be in a good state of mind. So if you what puts you in a good state of mind? Is it listening to music? Is it going for a run? Going for a walk? Is it doing a hobby you like? Is it simply watching a funny YouTube video? It doesn't matter. But you need to get you need to get yourself into that state of mind where you're happy. And once you do that, you can start writing your vision out. And what does your vision need to consist of? Well, there's key areas in your life that most people have. you know, there's your physical body and health. So is your body physically fit? Is your health good? Are you pushing, you know, can your body withstand stress? Are you eating healthily right? You know, it can be career or business, something, you know, a business you're really passionate to start up, or a career you're passionate about. Your relationships, you know, what's your relationship? You know, have you got the woman of your dreams? Do you want a relationship? Would that make you more happier? Finances, obviously, money is a part of all of our lives, wherever we like it or not. So being financially happy and not having to worry about money so much, that helps too. And when you're constructing your vision, it needs to consist of all these things. If you need to write all these things down, and then use that as references to create the vision you want. Now I'm going to give you an example of how you do it. I'm going to give you an example of my vision. Now, what you need to put down is at the top, by the way, you can write this down. I recommend you do write this down, because I think when you just simply write it down with your hand, it has a much more psychological, powerful effect on you. And you can do it on your computer, but I recommend you do this on a piece of paper. So you put down my ultimate vision for my life. That's what you first do. And I'll give you an example of what I've put down. I'll read you a bit of it. So my physical body has endless levels of energy. My body is operating at maximum level of fitness. My health is at absolute best it can be. My mind and emotions are the most happy, fun, loving, and joy, and at peak happiness. Every single day I live on this earth, I burst for joy. Every day I wake up in the morning, my confidence can conquer any fear or any challenge that stands in my way. I have met the woman of my dreams, who I have passionate love for. We go traveling around the world together, creating happy, loving, long-lasting memories. So that's my vision, and it took me, what I recommend when you're writing your vision down, make sure it's in a quiet place, make sure it's going to be at a time when no one's going to disturb you. And it took me about an hour to write this. So the more you can put down, and the more elements like I spoke about, you know, the relationship, health, your physical body, your finances, add as much of that as you can down, and write it in a way. There's no right or wrong way of writing it. It's how you want to write it, what's going to motivate you. So that's the first thing you have to do. You have to have a vision, and once you have that vision, then you've got to have a purpose why you're doing it, you know. Everyone has to have a purpose in life. Why do we go to work to earn money? Why do we go to university to get qualifications and hopefully get a job that pays better, or a job we're passionate about? You know, why do we do a hobby? Because we like it and it brings us joy in our life. There's a reason behind anything. So if you want to do anything in life, you have to have a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a reason, if you're not growing, you're dying. So yeah, guys, you have to have a purpose. So what do you include with your purpose? Well, at this point, I'm presuming you've done your vision. And if you have, then you've got to think of the reasons why you want to achieve that. What am I getting out of this? Why am I doing it? ask yourself that. So at the top, you have to put my ultimate purpose in my life. And then I'm going to read you out what I put for mine. I'm going to read you a bit of it. Okay. So I want to feel health in my personal body. I want to be the healthiest person I can be. I want to be the happiest I can be. I want to have no limit on what I can achieve in my life. I want to have peace of mind every day. I wake up and be happy every day. I wake up in the morning. I want to be the best I can be in mind and emotions. Every day I wake up to the woman I love, the one of my dreams. I get goosebumps and butterflies every time I look at her. Knowing this is the best woman on earth for me. So that's just a bit of my purpose. So, and anyway, guys, you don't have to do this right now. I would actually advise to do this afterwards. And if you're forgetting some of the things I've said in this podcast, play it back again so you can, you know, retain that information you need, or, you know, get the information, come back to it another time and go for it again until you get it. So once you have a purpose, so you have a vision, you have a purpose, and then you have a goal. Goals, right? Now, I recommend that you spend about at least 10 minutes writing down what goals you want, and it can be anything. And just write down the first thing that comes to your mind. The more you can put stuff down that comes to your mind the quickest, the better. And then, so write down, it could be anything, you know, I want $10 million or pounds. I want to be an actor. I want to meet the woman of my dreams. I want to go traveling around the world. I want to be a monk and meditate for the rest of my life in India. It could be anything, it doesn't matter. But once you've wrote all them goals down, then next to it, put if you believe in, out of 1 out of 10, how long do you think it's going to take to get those goals? When do you believe you're achieving? And put down next to them if it's going to take you 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, or 1 year. And now, then when you've done that, go to your 1 year goals. And once you've done that, by the way, step 3 is setting the goals. That is the step 3. Just wanted to put that in there. This is step 3. We are on step 3 now. So anyway, so you've done that. You've got your 20, 10, 5, 3, 1 year goals. Once you've done that, you can either go through 2 goal models. 2 I recommend. You can either go through the SMART goal model, or you can go through the GROW model. These are 2 goal models that I recommend. So the SMART goal is your goal specific? Is your goal measurable? Is your goal achievable? Is your goal realistic? And is your goal, what time frame do you think you'll achieve this goal? And go through it doesn't really matter if you've got 10 goals you want in your life. Doesn't matter if it's 10, 20, each goal, go through this model. Okay, so that's the SMART grow model. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time frame. Now the GROW model. GROW model is what goals do you want? What outcome do you want? Yeah? And you've already probably had that anyway because you've probably written your goals down, right? So, are you responsible for these goals? Are you responsible? No one else, just you. You know, and this is important to be responsible because you can't, let me give you an example, like if you were trying to make someone happy, say you're trying to make your boss happy, that's, you're not responsible for that because the boss is, you know, he controls his emotions. You have no control over that. But if your goal was to try and be the best worker you could be for your boss, that is something you are responsible for. So being responsible for your goals is very important. And then the second one, outcome or options. What options do you have right now you could do in the next month, 2 or 3 months? What options do you have to do these goals, to have a step-by-step process on how you're going to achieve these goals? And then willpower. How much willpower, how much motivation do you have to do these goals? And have it out of 1 out of 10 of how much willpower you have to achieve these goals. And by the way, guys, as well, this is very important as well. Once you have a goal, make sure that you have, out of 1 out of 10, how much do you believe you can achieve this within a year? Because we've got to make it realistic as well. You know, going back to the SMART model, you have to make it realistic. So, you know, I like to think when I'm doing a goal, if it's about 7 or more, that's a good level for me. A 7, 8, or a 9, or a 10, that's a very good level for me. If it's anything below that, I tend not to go for it, because you need to believe you can achieve it, because that's such a powerful thing to believe you're going to do something. I mean, I spoke about believing in episode 2, I think. If you want more information about how to believe in yourself, I'd recommend you go to episode 2, but I won't go too much into it now. But believing you're going to achieve something, you're going to take more action, which makes it more likely you're going to achieve it. So yeah, so I recommend if it's 7 or more, go for the goal. If it's if it's lower than 7, don't go for it. And that's pretty much it, guys. General advice. So my general advice, and before I get into that, so remember, SMART goal model, all the steps. You know what, I'm gonna do the general advice first. General advice is, you're going to have days where you might not get anything done, and you might not get the result you do, and you're going to feel like you failed. But don't feel like you failed, right? Just, if you fail, don't beat yourself up about it. You know, there's no such thing as failure, there's only feedback. So if you, next time you don't get the result you don't want, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't see it as failure, see it as feedback. Okay, so this didn't work. What can I do next time? If I try this, this could work. Or, okay, how can I improve on this? You know, don't get yourself in this, don't be despaired when you fail, when you think you fail at something. Get curious. Go onto the feedback, curiosity. Don't get in despair when you fail. Feedback. How are you going to achieve it? And and another general advice as well. You know, if you're in a job you don't like at the minute, then you're not going to achieve your goal whilst you're at work. So really, in your free time, I know I'm the same. All of us in our free time, we like to go and see friends. We like to watch Netflix. We like to do a hobby we like. But the thing is, in order for you to complete and do these goals on a day-by-day basis, you're going to have to use some of that free time or downtime to really make steps and progress into completing your goals. So you're going to have to give some of, you're going to have to give some of that free time up in order to get the goals, get the vision, get the purpose you really want in life, because, that's the game changer. That is the game changer. You know, my goal now is to run a successful life coaching business. Now, I work as a passenger service agent at an airport. Now, I'm not going to do that when I'm at work. You know, that's nothing to do with my goal. But when I get home, I'm going to read a book about it. I'm going to do a course about it. I'm going to practice my life coaching skills on people, my family or people I know. That's the game changer. So think of it like that. When you're working, work is work. Downtime is the game changer. And I just want to leave you some inspirational quotes, something to gear you up even more. And, you should set goals beyond your reach so you always have something to live for. I think that's really good. You have to have a purpose. You have to be growing. You're not growing, you're dying. And second one is, people with goals succeed because they know where they're going. Remember, like I said before in that story with the ship? The ship knows where it's going. It's going in that direction, it's going into that destination. They know where they're going. So they're going to more likely end up in the place, the destination they really want to be at. So yeah, guys, I hope you love this podcast. I loved making it. Make sure you subscribe, share, like, and give feedback. That really helps me as my content and my podcast channel. If it gets a lot of likes and a lot of feedback, I'll make something similar, another podcast episode similar to this. And guys, that's all about it for now. So I'm going to summarize. So make sure you have a vision, write it all down. Make sure it includes relationships, it includes physical body, health, your finances, your business or career. Make sure it adds all that in there. That's step one. Step two, make sure you have a purpose. Why are you doing it? What do you want to get out of this? That's step two. Step three is write the goals down. It could be 20, 10, 5, 3, 1 year goals, and then go through the models, go through the SMART model, make sure it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and make sure it has a time frame on it, or the GROW model. Make sure you know what goals you're going for. Are you responsible for them? What options do you have? And what is your willpower to do those goals? Yeah, guys, and that's about it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I loved making it. Stay tuned to more episodes I'm going to be bringing out. And have a great day, guys, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.